The idea that there is no beginning of time, time is infinite, is not an entirely new idea, but all the same, the idea of infinite is something I find hard to grapple with. Philosopher Hugh Price again.
Well, there are cosmologists who think that the Big Bang wasn't really the beginning, that before the Big Bang there were other cycles, perhaps cycles of expansion and contraction. And in that case, there is something that happened before the Big Bang. There was something like a big crunch when all the matter in some previous cycle of the universe, and then instead of forming what physicists call a singularity, what happened was that instead of collapsing like that, the matter bounced. And so people talk about the big bounce rather than the Big Bang.
In this view, one could talk of a big crunch, the universe collapsing or recollapsing back into a singularity and forming another universe, starting with another Big Bang. I tried to think of a story or an analogy to explain this, but I don't think there's really anything like this in existence. Hugh, on the other hand, had a good one to hand.
Well, if you imagine a spring oscillating, so it's expanding and contracting, expanding. So in these models, the long-term history of the universe is something like that. It's a cycle of bounces and collapses.
So then that means time is infinite and there is no beginning of time if it's continually contracting and expanding, no?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think, regarded by some people as an attraction of that model, that you don't have a moment in time which is distinguished by being the first one.
But that brings us back round to this question. What would have caused the first one? The way I think of it, right, is like a series of dominoes going out in a spiral effect and then knocking and they're going round and round and round and continuing. There's an infinite number of dominoes. I think what I find hard to grapple with is that there has to be a beginning point at some point. But that just might be another flaw of my human nature.
Well, it could be just one of these things that our human notion of causation leads us to expect. But something which, once we've reconciled ourselves to the idea that there's no causation in fundamental physics, we should just recognise that we can live without the idea of first causes.
The message I'm taking away is either you believe in the Big Bang and that before the singularity there was no such thing as time, but that massive expansion, that is when time was created, or you believe in the Big Bounce and that means time is infinite and there is no beginning of time.
Yeah, I think those are the two basic options. But of course, one of the nice things about science in general and physics in particular is that it has a delightful way of coming up with new options. So we can't be absolutely sure that something else won't come along.
Which side of the bracket do you fall on?
In some ways, I think the no beginning one would be more interesting. One of the reasons it'd be more interesting is because it leads to a version of a so-called multiverse view. A view in which what we regard as our universe, roughly speaking, the observable universe, is only a tiny bit of something much, much bigger. That's a little bit hard to process, because if the universe is infinite, then there's something to be said for the idea that all possibilities happen infinitely often. So that somewhere in that infinite chain of bounces, there'd be another universe in which people just like us would be having a conversation very much like this, only it would end in some slightly different way.